The Founding Fathers, American Revolution, our Constitution, our history, America. Thanks so much for tuning in as we discuss the people, places, events, and battles that turned 13 separate colonies into the greatest nation on earth, the United States.
Welcome back, Patriots. I am your host, Ron Kern, and I'm so glad that you're here. I want to thank you for allowing me to share my passion for the Revolution and our country's history with you. In previous episodes, I've discussed the video series that I started about 3 months ago called The Patriot Power Freedom Files, which is on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. As I'm going to start posting the audio from the Freedom Files as short episodes right here within the Patriot Power podcast. But if you still want to watch the video, I have all of them indexed on our website, patriotpowerpodcast.com. Once there, you just click Freedom Files, and they are all organized in order and available to you. I will likely post one Freedom Files per week, so, you know, if nothing else, you'll have new episodes and more information to listen to more frequently. Hey, this is Ron, and welcome to episode number 3 of the Patriot Power Freedom Files. In today's show, I'm going to be discussing a traitor during the American Revolution. I bet Benedict Arnold came to mind, and that who is you're thinking about, but it's not. It is someone else. Benjamin Church. He was born in August in 1734 in Rhode Island to a pretty wealthy family. In fact, he graduated from Harvard at the age of 20. He was the chief physician and director general of the Medical Service of the Continental Army. That is a title. Basically, in today's world, that position would be considered the Surgeon General. George Washington actually appointed him. That's how important and trusted he was. Now, he was very active in Boston's Sons of Liberty, and to everyone around him, he was a staunch supporter of the Patriot cause and really was, to everyone else, fighting against the British. He was a political insider, being in the know of the rebel cause, who rubbed shoulders with many, many famous names that you would recognize. He spent a lot of time at the famous Green Dragon Tavern, which is located in Boston. This is what it looked like back then, and this is what it looks like today. There, he would actually engage in many conversations with very important people, and he would have a really good understanding about troop movements, what the Continental Congress was doing, what they were voting on, what they were discussing, and he really had some amazing inner working knowledge of the rebellion cause. John Hancock, Paul Revere, George Washington, many, many other historical figures frequented this tavern. This was the meeting place for the Sons of Liberty, of which he was a part of. Many of the secrets that were discussed at the Green Dragon somehow mysteriously found their way to the British. So the Sons of Liberty said, you know what, I think it's because there is a bartender who is very, very nosy, and he acted guilty a lot. So what they did was they moved locations to fix the problem, but the secrets kept on being funneled to the British, even after moving from the Green Dragon Tavern. Now, Benjamin Church, he used ciphers to communicate, and an actual one is above here, above my head. He shared a number of cannons that he counted, and actually the size of the cannons in this particular cipher. And he took all of this information that he gathered and gave it to Thomas Gage, who then disseminated it, all of this very critical and important information, to the higher-ups in the British Army. Church examined the body of Crispus Attucks, who was one of the young men who died in the Boston Massacre, and he even gave sentimental speeches on its anniversary. He was involved with planning the defenses at Bunker Hill, and he was one of the few that officially welcomed George Washington when he arrived and took control of the Continental Army from Artemus Ward.
If it involved medicine, medical locations, or hospitals, Benjamin Church was in charge or involved in all of that. In 1775, however, it was discovered he was kind of living a double life. In fact, he was a spy. And while sending one of his ciphers, his first messenger in his long trail of how he got information out was a former mistress. But his mistress turned to the Patriot cause. She gave it to a baker, and that baker gave it to Nathanael Greene, a general for the Continental Army. So Greene read this, deciphered it, and figured out what in the world's going on. He immediately gave it to General George Washington. In October of 1775, when the letter was decoded, it was found to contain information about Continental troops that were in Boston, solidifying the evidence that Church was indeed a traitor in the eyes of Washington. As always, Washington could have dispensed his verdict, and he didn't. He left all of that up to the Continental Congress. When he was asked about whether he did this or why, Church admitted sending all of these letters, but he said that he was doing this because he wanted to trick the British and he was really a patriot supporter. Whether he was an ardent patriot or a supporter of the British from the start, that has been debated for many centuries. And I personally think, as you will, I'm sure, he was a traitor. General Gage's files were actually finally opened in the early 20th century. And with the vast amount of information that was given to the British, it's pretty hard to say that he was doing it for the Patriot cause. He was, in fact, a traitor, America's first traitor. On today's date, in 1775, he was sentenced to life in prison, but shortly after he got sick, fell ill, and he was allowed to remain and serve his sentence on home arrest. How'd you like that? Get sentenced to life and get to stay at home. But he was named in 1778 in the Massachusetts Banishment Act, which forced those who supported the British or joined the enemies thereof, they had to physically leave the United States. So his cushy time at home was over, and he got on a ship and sailed from Boston that was headed to the Caribbean, but the ship never reached its destination. It was lost at sea, and as it sank to the bottom of the ocean, America's first traitor disappeared with it. He died. He was just 44 years old. Thanks so much for tuning in, and don't forget to check out my podcast, Patriot Power Podcast, and visit my website, patriotpowerpodcast.com. There I have videos and lots of amazing content involving the American Revolution and, of course, every episode of my podcast. Until next time, have a fantastic week, and remember, thank a veteran for their service.
I'd appreciate if you would consider doing a review of my podcast, as it takes less than a minute. And why do I want more? Because the more reviews it receives, the easier it is for others to find it, learn from, and experience the American Revolution. If you want to help even further, you can become a monthly supporter or make a one-time donation. You can do this by clicking Support Podcast at the top of my website.
Thanks for listening, and hope that you tune in next time with us here at the Patriot Power Podcast. Make sure that you hit subscribe so you'll get notified when our new episodes are available for you. And we hope that you check out our websites, which include our show notes, links, documents, and more at patriotpowerpodcast.com or ilovegeorgewashington.com. Until next time, hope that you and your family have a blessed week. And remember, be safe and tell a veteran thanks for their service.